What's up? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of If I Must Say with Cash and
Sade.
Okay, and today we're going to start with a little catch up. I feel like we haven't done it in a while, and you know, some things have probably happened. So, what's going on with you, Chad?
Well, I got this. Anyway, okay. So, what has happened? I moved out of my apartment.
Okay.
And I'm at my mom's house. And as far as that goes, right now I'm just looking for another apartment. And it's crazy because I haven't found an apartment that I feel like is worth paying for. It always lacks something.
Here in Atlanta, it's just like, can I just take this from this apartment, this from this apartment? And it'll be like my dream apartment.
Exactly.
I'm starting to realize like something you just gonna have to go without, and it's like, what am I willing to go without?
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's where.
But I know a walk-in closet
is a must.
I'm not giving it up.
Thank you. For me, it has to be a walk-in closet. Also, it has to be a pantry for my kitchen because I have a lot. Like, I like to cook, so I need to
that
put
makes
stuff.
Sense.
So
okay. See, but yours not bad though. That's not a bad.
Trust me, it's hard to find a pantry. You'd be surprised.
Really.
You'd be surprised.
Damn.
Not like just little pantries, but
no,
like a full
closet type deal.
Yes.
Yeah. Damn. I didn't even think about that. Well, now I think about it, my apartment don't have a pantry. Damn. Well, how's it going with being back at mom's house?
It's good. Surprise. Like, overall, it's good. Okay. Like, I can definitely say it's an adjustment not being
for
like,
sure.
Not
you're not your shit.
Yeah, it's not my house anymore. But I knew like the first night that I was there, I was on the phone and I came downstairs and my aunts and my mom was like laughing and you know just like gossiping, girl talk, just like the normal early morning cooking breakfast, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So the person on the phone, my friend Kiki, she was just like, "Yeah, your house don't normally sound this loud."
Like, where you at?
So, it's an adjustment, but I can definitely say I like being back home, but I'm definitely ready to get back into my
own
apartment.
It's just different.
Yeah. Just to get the ball back rolling. But other than that, like, as far as, like, my love life, that's still, you know, scattered all over the place. Nothing new.
We can get it together.
Exactly.
It's going to come when it's supposed to come.
Supply
like, no rush.
Yeah, that's the place that I'm at. Like, whenever it comes, or whatever, because I do have a lot on my plate right now. Like, I work two jobs now, so that's a big-ass adjustment.
Yeah.
And, most people know I lost my best friend or whatever, so we ain't friends no more. So, you know.
Okay, we'll go with it.
That was a big adjustment because I've never actually lost, like, a friend before. Like, where I can say, like, I feel like
we're not friends.
Because really,
even when you and I had stopped talking for that time,
we knew
we would come back.
But for me to feel like,
this is it,
whatever.
And that's a lot for y'all.
Yeah. Like, so for me to feel like that, when I tell you this has been a roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah. Because that's your best friend.
Yeah. And I didn't know how I was going to handle it. And I just thank God for the friends that I have around me.
Yeah,
Like, y'all have definitely helped. You know, like, I can
even when you don't want to hear that shit. Do not want to hear that shit.
But it's definitely helped or whatever. But I just, I used to be upset or whatever. And I'll make, like, little remarks or whatever. But
that's normal, though.
Yeah, but I used to be, like, really kind of upset. But, like, now I think after just getting it out, I feel so much better. And, like, whether the truth comes out or not, like, I'm fine with, you know,
where it's at.
Like, you know, like, I don't want to try to sit up here and, oh, let me tell you what actually happened or whatever. I don't want to.
But that's how
that
you
no
know
more.
You're at peace with something.
Yeah, like,
you're
I don't even care to tell my story. Thank you. Like, I don't even care anymore. Like,
whatever you need to put out there, put it out there.
Yeah,
like, I don't care.
Whatever makes you happy, you know, whatever's going to help your side of the situation, do that or whatever.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to be over here doing me. So
yeah, I mean, yeah, I feel it. Ugh. 100%.
So, yeah, that's about it for me. Other than that, just been, you know, working.
What about you? I mean, nothing too much has changed for me. I mean, well, I'm in my third trimester now.
Okay.
Today, girl, I feel like it too. Today I turned 30 weeks, so we got at the most 10 weeks left. I don't think we're gonna make it to 40 weeks.
Okay.
I feel like he gonna come whenever he get ready to come. I'm just like, give me till February, because I feel like, but then he'll be full term. So I'm like, okay, cool, you can come whenever you want to come then, but I'm getting to move next month too.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
but at least it's not too far.
So yeah, I'm just like, just let me get your room together. Like, let me get you a home first. Like, let me get all that together.
Yeah,
like,
you
let
know.
Me get all that together. So yeah, we're moving next month. I'm very excited, but I'm very anxious.
Why? I think it's gonna be good.
I don't know. Everybody keeps asking me why am I anxious. Yeah, like, but I'm like, I have no idea. I'm just very anxious, and I don't.
I think
know
y'all
why.
Are gonna be just fine.
But you know, I'm an overthinker.
Yeah,
and you're I overthink be just fine. Like so much stuff. So I mean, we're gonna see how that goes. You know, pray on it.
So true.
My love life is. It's actually going well. Like, I don't have many complaints.
Yay. Yes.
Besides me just being overly emotional sometimes. Which I know is me. But, I mean, hey, it is what it is. I mean, but other than that, of course, we still have, like, I don't even want to say, like, it's communication issues. I think it's just, I communicate this way, he communicates this way,
yeah.
So it's like finding that
balance.
Yeah, that balance. Because I'd be like, why did you just say that like that? And he'd be like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. All right, I'd be like, you know what? I'm not going to repeat myself. It's just little things like that. Or he'll say, I'm being aggressive. I don't feel like I'm being aggressive. So it's just like little stuff like that. But I mean, for the most part, it's going pretty well. I mean, work is work. My motherfucking nerves.
Y'all should have seen how she cut her eyes. Y'all should have seen how she cut.
They get on my nerves, but you know what? I don't have long before I go on maternity. So I'm just gonna thug it out until then.
How long is maternity leave?
I get 12 weeks. Most people, and for most people, they say that they're surprised because I think most people only get 6 weeks. But I got 12.
Okay.
And so they paying me too, so I'm like, alright, I'm gonna be at home chilling with my baby. So it's just a very exciting time. I think I'm just trying to prepare myself mentally. It's just crazy that I'm gonna be responsible for this little person. I think that's just, I'm not scared per se. I think it's just like, I think I finally had that moment of like, oh shit, like, oh, wow, like, this is my kid. I can't just
give him back.
Girl, when you come to pick up your child. Like, I can't do that. So I'm just like, it's just a lot to take in. And I think it hit me when I had to do enroll in the healthcare benefits at work. And I just was like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, I called my mom, I was like, Ma, is this what a good plan that I chose? And she's like, yeah, yeah. So I'm like, okay, cool. But I'm like, damn, this is a lot. Because now I'm not just thinking, like, for myself. I'm thinking for somebody else. I'm just like, this is a lot. And then we had our maternity shoot yesterday.
Yeah.
So that was nice. The pictures came out good. I'm excited to post them.
Okay.
The whole world gonna see them because you forced me to make my page public.
Thank you.
So my IG is now public, y'all. Y'all can go follow me.
Exactly.
And y'all ain't gotta wait for me to accept your request. Go follow me.
Are you scared to like give birth?
Yes and no. I say yes because, of course, it's like, it's something that you don't want to think about, but in the sense, okay, just you have to be realistic with yourself. Women in general, like, are putting themselves on the line when they're giving birth, but Black women specifically have been like passing away from birth, and that shit is just very scary to even fathom. But I've also made sure, like, my doctor staff, they're Black.
Okay.
So it's like, And they listen to me, like, when I'm telling them stuff, like, they actually listen. So that kind of makes me feel better, because from my understanding, like, the Black women that are passing away, they're telling their doctors, like, something's wrong.
Yeah.
No one's listening to them. Yeah. So I'm like, my daughter, she listens to me. So I'm like, we just gonna pray on it. But as far as that, I'm not really scared, per se. I think I'm just ready to get it done and over with. And people are asking me, am I going to get an epidural? I don't know. I ain't thought that hard. I've been teeter-tottering it. I don't know. We're going to see what new contractions like.
Yeah.
Some people say it's like period pains, like period cramps. And some people like, don't listen to them. They lying. Like, this shit worse. So I'm like, I don't know. We're just going to see.
Yeah, I've got like a mix. Like,
yeah, we're just going to see.
Yeah.
So like, I wish I was on an at-home birth. And I said I was going to do that for my second one.
Okay.
Like, my second one, I'm going to do an at-home birth, because then I can do my own thing.
Yeah.
Just let my body do what it do. But this one, I'm just like, this is my first go around. I don't know what to expect. So, just to be on the safe side.
No, definitely.
We're going to take it to North Side. Here, North Side. Okay. So, for question of the day, what we got?
Okay, so our question of the day is, what is your idea of a perfect date?
Oh.
Mine is going to sound so ghetto.
Mine is going to sound so, I don't want to use the term simple, but I don't know. Like, it's so hard to ask, like, what my perfect date is, because I've had so many amazing dates.
Yeah.
So, for me, I think my perfect or ideal date would be, we get some food, cause I love to eat. We sell some weed. what else? And it's just so hard for me to answer that, because I want my perfect date is for that person just to be thoughtful. Yeah. You know, of like what I like or what I would like to do, or even not more so what I like or what I would like to do, but like, I'm very big on experiences, too.
Yeah.
So, like, if I've never done something before, I think that's amazing. Okay. Or, like, if I have done it, but you put, like, a little twist to it, I think that's amazing. I just like to vibe, though. That's just me. Like, I just like to vibe. I like to have a good time. I like good energies and things of that sort. So, I'm like, we can go to a nice dinner. Like, we can do whatever as long as we just vibing, because that's the main thing that really matters. Like, you're having such a good time that you don't even remember to look at your phone.
Yeah.
Like, that's like perfect for me. Like, I'm having such a good time, I don't even know where my damn phone is. Yeah. Like, this is just fun. Like, I enjoy your company.
Yeah.
So what would be yours?
Okay, so, you know, I had the extravagant dates, and I had the
things. Right, and that's why it's so hard.
Yeah, but I would definitely have to go with, it's right before the sun sets, like right when the sun starts to set, and you come and pick me up.
Okay.
And
you done visualized
it. Girl, because I actually had this date happen.
Oh, that's what it is. You want somebody to recreate it.
Girl, I didn't know that, because the date was such a vibe, but it was such a simple, like, normal-ass date. But
right.
I want you to come pick me up or whatever, and you already have some weed rolls.
That's all the way. That's a vibe.
And we listen to music, and you probably ask me, do I want something to eat? And I'll probably say no, because I ain't really that hungry, because I got to smoke to get appetite. So,
after you smoke,
So, then by that time, you know, if you ask me if I want something to eat, we stop and get something to eat whatever.
Where y'all stopping at?
We can stop at, like, a simple, like, not someone's a simple ass restaurant. We can stop at just, like, a restaurant in the city or whatever and get some food.
Take me to JJ's.
I definitely just want, like, you know, a normal restaurant. We can do a normal restaurant in the city.
Yeah.
And then, but I just want to drive around. Like, I want to drive around, listen to music, drive around, talk. Like, but I want to do it, like, you know, just throughout the sunset and throughout the night. Like, when the lights are in the city. Like, that type of vibe or whatever. Like, you know, to where I ain't really looking at who texting me. You know, I'm actually focused
engaged.
On you.
Yes.
Yeah, like, and but it's a simple-ass date. Like, and I feel like niggas be thinking so
They think like money,
yeah,
money,
and it don't and always take that. Like, yes, I like that too. We can do that like, too, but
we're gonna want it.
Exactly. We gonna spend some money. Yeah. But I also like the simple days.
Yeah.
Days
that those be the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
because I had a little date where we rode 2 and 5. Mm-hmm. I loved it. Like, that was fun to me.
It
we
was good. Talk
and we vibe. Like, that's fun. I love you.
Okay, so we
What's
got
the first topic
for the agenda, child. It is closure really necessary to move the fuck on?
Let me tell you something. We might got 2 different outlooks on this. Cause I know you.
So I would go first.
Oh, you wanna go first? Yeah. Okay, let me hear it. Cause my ass ain't gonna
change. Okay. So fuck her, first off. So anyway. It depends if it's just a simple little fling, hell no. Nah. Like, because I definitely
For
put people
sure.
off with no closure, but uh-huh. I'm also like, okay, with the whole mean ass situation, I've uh-huh. come to terms with being okay with not getting closure, like,
okay.
and just is if it's done, it's done, right. or whatever. Okay. But if you look at light skin, bae, it's more so. Ma'am, I needed
you need that
closure. I felt like that closure was very
but
necessary.
Why do you feel like that closure?
Because you didn't like for us to be friends first, and then we became best friends, and then you decide right. you bothered me.
Okay,
I didn't bother.
We're gonna get too deep in this because people don't need to know all this.
Yeah,
don't get me started. Cause I know where you're going with that shit. Okay,
but yeah, I just think it depends on the situation, the relationship, the person. But not everybody deserves closure. Not everybody.
For sure.
I don't need closure for everybody. So
okay, I can agree with it. See, okay, you didn't surprise me. Hey, okay, I can agree with it. I say nah.
So okay, I got a question.
The reason why I said it, but I didn't come to that conclusion until like recently, probably like this year, probably, and I think it was. Me and my best friend, we ain't friends no more. Well, me and my was best friend, we ain't friends no more.
We have 2 different outlooks, y'all, just so y'all know.
We do. But I just feel like closure, I look at it as one of 2 things. We seek closure because we do want answers. You know what I'm saying? To why you would do, like, I can't wrap my head around why you would do this to me. Like, what would make you do this to me? But then when you think about it, it's like, okay, I'm asking for this closure, but how do I not know that this person is just telling me something that I want to hear? To just shut me the fuck up. So at this point, you could have just kept it and let me just do the work that I need to do to get over this situation. Because at the end of the day, closure, no closure, it's on me to get over that. That's like never receiving an apology for something that you know this person has wronged you. But it's like, I don't want to be stuck on this because this person didn't apologize knowing that they did something wrong to me. So in that sense, I'm going to grant you grace and mercy. So I can move on from this and go about my fucking business. Because if I'm waiting on you to apologize to me, ain't gonna tell how long I'm gonna be waiting for this fucking apology that's probably never gonna come.
No, I feel that. But I feel, okay. Do you think you're so, I don't need the closure because you were already over the friendship at a certain point? Like you had already... not so much just wash your hands, but you've already kind of like...
Yeah, I feel like not only with that friendship, but any relationship that I felt like I haven't needed closure from is because mentally, I've already checked out from that shit.
Yeah.
It's just like, whatever. Like,
yeah.
You showed me how you move in. Honestly, once I get to the point where I feel like I don't need closure from you, it's because honestly, you showed me how you moving. It ain't shit you can say to me that's gone... alter how I think about you or how I feel about you or how I see you. Like, you showed me how you moving, so we gonna move that way and I'm gonna move out your fucking way. Like, and that's just how it is. But I don't feel like closure is necessary to move on.
I don't think it is. So I definitely don't think it is to move on, because people don't owe you, people don't have to give it to you regardless.
That's true.
Like,
I feel like it's a very mature thing to do, yes. too, though, and people are mature.
Yeah, because I think it's the honesty. Like, yeah. I'm not, if I'm it's coming to you raw. For closure, I'm looking for your complete honesty.
Yeah, because like, at this point, what not do you...
because you look at me and it's like, oh, I don't want to hurt your feelings. No.
You've already done that.
Thank you.
So, what we talking about?
You've already did that. Yeah. So, only the least you can do is not insult my intelligence right. and just give me the honest truth right. about what this is, where this went, like what went wrong, whatever. Right.
But you know, people aren't willing to do that because, as crazy as this is about to sound, people don't realize how much of a fucked up individual they are until they say the things out loud that they've done to you. You get what I'm saying? Like, they're repeating back the things that have taken place.
And, they be like,
and it's just
oh,
like, damn, I am a shitty
yeah, like,
ass
I ain't
person.
I really had to do that. Yeah,
exactly.
You didn't.
Exactly. So people try to avoid that by all costs by, I don't know, I just felt like doing it. Ain't no fucking way you just felt like doing that. Like, just admit you're a shitty ass person. Let's just keep it moving. Like, let's just keep it moving.
Okay, so we're gonna change. We're gonna, you know, change direction.
Okay, where we going? Where we going?
We're
gonna
go a little grown with it. So.
We grown?
Yeah. Okay, so it's how often do you masturbate?
I'm gonna let you answer that question first.
Damn, bitch. Okay.
No, because you want to take the lead today, bitch. So I let you take the lead, bitch.
Okay, so how often do I masturbate? Like,
this bitch got a problem.
It does. So I haven't been masturbating a lot lately because, you know, I'm back at my mom's house. Oh, so yeah, it's like, true. Yeah, I'm like, just holding it in or whatever, which girl. Sucks, girl. I can't wait.
Girl. Like you
and then I've been on
you
my
can't,
period.
Like, sneak into it.
No, then I've been on my period. So it's kinda like yeah. I don't know, because I be feeling like just being in my mom's house, like, ugh, no. So I'd just rather
just wait
until I get back to my own shit or whatever.
Girl.
But I just got off my period yesterday, so I still got today, you know, to finish that little last day or whatever. So hopefully sometime next week I'll be getting some sex from somebody. So, you know, however it may come, because I deserve it, I need it.
Okay.
As far as masturbating, if I was like being back in my place, I would definitely say probably twice a day.
Oh, okay, because I was gonna be like, bitch, I think it's been say week.
No, twice a day, maybe three times a day, it depends.
Okay. I would say I probably masturbate maybe. Well, lately I haven't had, like, I have these spurts, if that makes sense. Like, sometimes I'm just like, okay, yeah, I'm good on it. And then sometimes it's just like,
girl,
I think it's like almost every day. So, I mean, on average, I would say maybe once a day. And my once a day is probably like before I go to sleep. Yeah. So I feel like I just sleep so much better.
Yes.
Like, after I just release.
Like,
like, okay, now I can go to sleep. Sleep like a baby.
I have a question. Have you ever, like, chose your toy over your sex?
Hell no. Yeah. I've chosen my toy with sex. Okay. Yeah, but I ain't never... The toy... There's nothing. The toy, I mean, it's cool, but I feel like the real thing, I'm gonna take that any day.
I don't know, I feel like it's been times, like, I've definitely, like, been drunk or been tipsy because I've been out, and a nigga hit my phone or whatever, and, you know, like, I got the opportunity to go stay the night at his place, or I can go to my place, and I can go use my toy.
So, but let me ask you this. When you chose your toy over that, was it, like, a convenience thing? Because, you know, if you go up in a nigga house, you're like, damn, now I gotta pack a bag. Now I gotta do all this.
I think probably so. I think for me, it's more so now. I gotta go home, pack a bag.
Yeah.
Now, and think about it, niggas be so unpredictable. They'll be like, yeah, we not finna do nothing. And then they get up and wanna go here, there, and there. Like, no. And I don't
I ain't packed for that.
Thank you.
This is a sweatsuit in his bag.
Bruh, you know how many times that has happened to me? Niggas like, nah, oh yeah, we not finna do nothing. We just gonna chill. And then you wanna go across the city, like.
What? Hell nah, I ain't passing that shit.
Thank you.
You're looking crazy. Yeah, nah. I think, yeah, it probably is a convenience thing, though. It's not like you didn't want the dick.
Like, I may have wanted it, but then it's like, I'll get home and, like, I'll use my toy. When I tell you, like,
my toy, honey, I go to work. BFFs.
Thank you. Like, me, girl.
I love my toy.
Girl, we go to work, honey. No problem.
I knew
problem.
It was gonna be BFFs when I bought it.
Girl.
And it got a warranty on it.
I do need to upgrade my toy. I say that, but I can't.
I say that all the time. Yes. But I just cannot.
Thank you. I can't part ways with my toy. But I definitely need to upgrade it.
After the show that we went to.
We didn't even talk about that not ketchup.
Oh, how did we forget that?
Oh my god. Okay, we can talk about it at the end. We can talk about
But yeah, I'm about to have an arsenal. Thank you. Of toys. It's about to, honey. And we're like, what you want? Whatever you want.
Do you think there's a such thing as too much masturbation? Or do you think it's a thing is doing it too much?
I feel like if you're in a relationship, yes. I think if you're in a relationship, then there is a such thing as doing it too much. Because I feel like you're not going to have the same... Fuck it, I'm just saying. I feel like if you masturbate too much solo, then when you finally do have sex, your climax is not going to be the same. Or it's going to take you a little longer to get there. And they're going to be like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck you got going on? It's like, I promise you, like, I'm enjoying this, but for some reason, it's just not getting me there. Like, it's just not doing it. So I think, yeah, it is a little too much. And I think that's why sometimes if I know that I'm, like, masturbating, I'm like, okay, bitch, like... Slow down a little bit. Like, hold on. Wait a minute. So, what do you think?
Yes.
You think it's too much?
Yeah.
Like, there's a sense of it's too much?
Because I've definitely hit that point before. Like, to where I've masturbated so much that, like, it got, when I was dealing with mean ass and I wasn't fucking anybody else, yeah. It was just him, like, I would have to wait on him, like, basically whenever we would have sex or whatever. So, I would masturbate, and I would have to, like, masturbate 2-3 times a day. So, I remember the last time we had sex, like, the very last time we had sex. It's, like, I was enjoying it, but it just, it wasn't my, it's like, just move, because I could just do it myself. Yeah. Like
you there, like, but you're not.
Yeah, you, it's like you there.
That shit hit that ego, too. Yeah. They be like, what the fuck? Like, that's when, like, they start doing all kind of crazy shit, and you be like, wait a minute, like... Hold up.
No, I just played it cute and just like, okay, whatever. Because it's like, I knew it wasn't him. Like, it was more so.
But he don't know it's not him.
Yeah, I mean, he don't need to know because it wasn't him. It was me. Like, it was definitely because I had gotten. But it's because my thing is, don't be so inconsistent.
That's
like,
true. Like, you need consistency.
Thank you. And I don't think niggas really understand that, because if I get used to hitting my spot myself, like,
I don't need you.
Thank you.
Why are you here?
Thank you. Yeah. And it's not going to take me long to hit this spot. Like, it's going to be right there.
Top. I know where to find it.
Thank
you. I'm going by my business. I'm like, okay, now I can.
Yeah, exactly. Or I could turn over and just go to sleep. I'm talking about out.
Within 2 minutes, like, I'm asleep. Like, I wake up like, damn.
God damn, exactly.
Do you, this probably ain't on the agenda, but fuck it. Do you bring toys into the bedroom, like your vibrator and things like that, into the bedroom?
So I
Or do you feel like it intimidates them?
No, okay, so I've had the conversation with Bougie Bae or whatever. Actually, I'm having that conversation right now because I told him I wanted to use that rope that their girl had.
Girl, wait a minute, bitch. Before you before you use that rope, you need to learn how to tie that rope before you have a charge on your head. You'll be like, kill that boy by accident. Bitch, watch some YouTube videos on how to tie it.
You don't want to tie me up.
Okay, you definitely
I wanted to tie me up. I already told you. I'm finna buy the bar. I'm not playing. Because I already experienced with handcuffs, and that's cool. Yeah, that bar gonna do it. That bar gonna do it. I don't know. I just, but no, I don't feel like it intimidates. I feel like it's fun. Like,
that's what I'm saying. I feel like it's fun too. You gotta spice up your bedroom though. Like,
thank you.
Don't no nigga want the same thing over and over and over again. Like, Yeah, it's so different.
And like, then what you gonna do? I remember, I don't know, like, me and this girl, we wasn't having sex, like, because I only went over there for head, strictly head, because that was the conversation we had.
Okay, well, whatever. As long as the conversation was head.
Yeah, so okay. The conversation was head or whatever, and then, like, it was other...
I'm gonna ask you when we got to practice.
I only asked for head or whatever. But when I got over there, you know, after the head led to other stuff. And I don't know.
She got you.
Yes. Like, we didn't end up like she didn't use no strap or nothing, but she pulled out her toy and it was just like to watch it, like to put it, like it was vibrating, of course, and it was like there. But to watch me squirm probably had to be the time of her life. Like, and I know a nigga watching you squirm. Like, I like to wear niggas just don't overboard. Stop. Like,
yeah, I was like, that hurts. Girl. Like, after a while, that hurts. Like, stop.
But it's just the point, like, I don't know. I don't see why niggas wouldn't enjoy having toys in the bedroom. Like, what guy wouldn't want
That's
a toy
what I'm
in
saying.
The bedroom?
I think like, it's nice. Like, can you... Jesus, good. Yeah, can you imagine? Remember that position you was explaining to me?
Yes.
Nah, can you imagine somebody hitting you like that and then you having your vibrator on your cleat? Girl. Can you imagine somebody is hitting your spot and you got your vibrator? Mm-hmm. Girl. Can you shut up? Let me not turn you on. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, that's heaven. I'm with you. With all of you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a good question.
Hold on. I know. A little improv question.
Yeah. Okay, so let's take a shift.
Okay.
Do you condone shacking up in a relationship? Or just shacking up in general? Because you do have those people that, you know, aren't together, but, you know.
Wait, what you mean?
Like shacking up. Like,
No. You said the people that aren't together?
Yeah, like,
they
know,
shacking up?
As far as, like,
like, yeah, a roommate situation?
No. Oh. Like, you and DJ Bae are together. Okay,
right.
But y'all aren't married. Then you have, like, somebody that, okay, say if me and Light Skin Bae decide to live together. Yeah, and we're dating, but we don't have an official title.
Okay, so you're saying, like, so you're saying, like, people who are officially in a relationship, am I okay with them living together, then people who are, like, trying to move toward an official, am I okay? Okay, because I was like, why the fuck are they living together now? Okay, so me personally, I feel like shacking up is such an old people thing.
Yeah.
I think it's very weird, especially if you are in a relationship together. Me personally, I think it's weird not to live together because how are you, if you're in a relationship, a serious relationship, and y'all are working toward marriage, you need to know who that person is. And I personally feel like you don't know a person until you live with that person. Because it's different when y'all meet up for dates.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cute. Whatever. It's cool when y'all, like, going out places and things of that sort. But behind closed doors, that's who that motherfucker really is. Like, you get to see, like, how they live.
Yeah.
How clean they are. Like, how often do they do their laundry? Like, things of that sort. And you really pick up on, like, your pet peeves of that person. And it's like, do I really want to deal with this shit for the rest of my life? Or either, not even the rest of your life, like, do I want to deal with this shit in general?
Yeah.
Because it's some things, like, you just cannot compromise on. And it's something that's just like, yeah, okay. We can work on it. And it lets you know just how people were raised. Because everybody ain't raised the same.
Facts.
So everybody don't clean the same. Mm-hmm. And things of that sort. So I condone it. But I only condone it if y'all are in. I wouldn't say, like, for you and Light Skin Bae, hell no. Because I feel like, but not even just y'all, just anybody in general that's just talking or something like that, hell no. Because it's like, you can wake up one day and just be like, I ain't feeling this shit. We on a lease together. We live together. I gotta see you all the time. Like, that's a lot.
No, of course, I definitely agree. I think, well, for me, I have, of course, I definitely think it's an old people's term or just like an old school term. But
yeah,
I like my space. Yeah. So, yes, I would like for maybe like, I don't know, because I know I have my moments of not wanting to be bothered.
For sure.
Like, and I'm sorry, but I can't just say, oh, this is my house, so get out. Because this ain't my shit no more.
Like, but I feel like that's why you need, like, a two-bedroom or something.
Yeah, and it's like, on those days, you know, go sleep in the other room. Yeah. Yo, we got the
ain't no pressure, ain't no beef. Like, I just want my space.
Can I just please? Just, like, where my mental is, I do not need to see your face tonight. Yeah. Like, I just want it to be me and my pillows and my cover, you know?
Yeah, the Virgo in me, I ain't gonna hold you. I seen this house, and it had a bridge.
Girl,
a,
I think,
a bridge. I was like, I can live in that shit. Like, I
like something similar to that, maybe just, you know, more modern and, like, more dope or whatever, just more of my line. I would live in that shit. But I would definitely do that.
For sure. Because it's like...
Or if you don't want to do the bridge, we can do the separation, like, maybe, like, have the middle ground as being the family room or the family area. And then that's your area. Like, all of downstairs is your area. All of upstairs is my... You know, do what you do.
But I also think that comes from understanding in your relationship, too.
Yeah,
like,
and it's
I don't
want to
be under you all the time.
Yeah, because trust me, I'm gonna come bother you.
Yeah,
I'm gonna come
you ain't gotta worry about that.
You ain't gotta worry. Like, damn, you gonna see me, you gonna be like, damn, it was no point of us even having this house like that. But oh well, just in case you pissed me off, you know, now we got it.
That's true, but I feel like I think that that's the downfall of a lot of relationships too. Once you start living with each other, it's like, okay, I'm trying to figure out how do I have my space, but still be with this person, if that makes sense. And I think for the guys, it's like, damn, I really don't want to hurt her feelings.
Yeah, but I
really
think if y'all
don't
just
be with her all the time.
Thank you, but just tell it, because it could be mutual or whatever. And y'all could find things that work for y'all to where, okay, I don't have to see my girl every day, but I might see her maybe twice out the week, and that is enough for me. Like,
and if that work for y'all, that work
that
for
work
y'all.
That work for y'all. Yeah, like, and then you may have another relationship where y'all have to see each other every day.
Right.
It just depends on each other. What like, it depends on y'all and what works for y'all. So, that's true.
I mean, shacking up, I'm with it, but I feel like I just wouldn't shack up with just anybody, because I'm very big on stability too. Though, like, I'm not finna get in a situation where we're living together and somehow or another I end up having to take over everything, or some shit happen and it all fall on me. You got me fucked up. That's not happening. So I feel like you just have to be very smart with who you decide to live with.
Exactly.
But that's not even like shacking up like with roommate situations or all of that. Like,
that can be anybody.
Like, you just have to be mindful of the person that you're living with. And then you just have to keep in mind everybody ain't raised the same.
Exactly. So like, that's true.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
Next question.
What we get?
Speaking on shacking up.
Ooh.
How long you think you're going to wait for a ring? How long would
Why
you
are you shacking up?
Yes.
Oh.
Normally that's how it happens.
Kashana.
I mean.
Whoa. That's a hard question, because I feel like everybody's situation is different. You get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like. The thing is, and I really hate that society has made it to where people feel like they have to get married in order to solidify their relationship in a sense. There's some people out there who dead ass don't want to get married.
Exactly.
Like, I had a couple in my building, and you would think that they were married. They have been together for, they've been together for years. They operate like a married couple and everything. They call each other life partners because they don't want to get married. Like, they just like, I'm cool on it. Like, I don't want to get married. But they do everything as a married couple. So I'm like, I think it just all depends on the people. Me personally, shacking up, I'm going to give you a year, maybe a year and a half. That's at least 13 months. So, I mean, I think that's fair. Because by that time, you've seen that person in their rawest form. So you already know if you want to be with this person or not. Okay. And the thing is, and I take that back. I want to say if you want to be with this person or not, if you want to marry this person or not. Because I feel like you can be with someone and not want to marry them.
Yeah.
But I feel like once you come to that realization, that is a conversation that y'all need to have. Because if one person wants marriage and the other person just doesn't see that.
Yeah.
Y'all either gonna have to, one, come to a common ground, or two, part ways and let that be what it be.
Yeah.
Like, it's one or two things. But I say, No longer than a year and a half. Because at this point, if you shacking up, I'm going to assume, I don't know, bitches be crazy. They do just move in with people. I was going to say, I'm assuming y'all been dating for a little minute for y'all to shack up. But people be homeless and they just they just be trying to get in with their finances. So, I mean, I don't know. For me, a year and a half. What'd you say?
If we're shacking up, I'ma say probably a year, year and a half.
Okay.
I'll push it to 2 years max. After 2 years, I'm definitely,
what the fuck going on?
I'ma come to you so calm.
And say, you know when you come calm, you like you know.
So
I'ma
say, babe, turn the game off.
What you better than me for asking him to turn the game.
What are we doing?
Plug that bitch.
And he gonna be like, what? Or they gonna be like, she gonna be like, what?
Because it's
and
so I'm random.
Like, what are we doing? You heard me. What are we doing? But I would definitely say a year and a half. Now, if we're like not shacking up, and if it's been like off and on or whatever, I'll definitely say it just depends on the situation. And you know how our relationship, especially if it's been up and down, like it's been a roller coaster or whatever. Okay. But I know for me, I have two things I can't compromise on.
Yeah.
I can't compromise on kids and how many kids I want.
How many kids you want to be?
I'm not telling you.
Because I feel like it's a craziest number.
And why does it have to be a craziest number?
Because you're not willing to compromise on it. How many? Six.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, my God, D. That's a lot of kids.
I need them two by two by two.
Two by two by two?
Yes.
So, of course, you have twins, it'd be two. But if you don't, then you want to have them, like, within that same year or what?
At least to where...
Or you want the gap to not be longer than a year.
Yeah, probably, like, a year or two. Or, like, maybe, like, no longer than three. No longer than three. But it's, like, I know the way my life... Okay, this is the thing. The way my life is headed, I'll settle on four. But
okay, four is...
I can't. I need more than just one child. I need more than just two. Like
for sure.
Yeah. So yeah. I can't compromise on kids, and I can't compromise on marriage.
For sure.
So I know I want to be married.
Does it? Let me ask you this: because you said you can't compromise on marriage and on kids, does it matter what order they come into you?
It
does.
I need my ring first.
But so let me ask you this: what if you? Because I said the same thing. Look at me.
Yeah, it's like,
but what if you end up pregnant and this is the person that you want your kids by, but y'all not married yet?
As long as we had this understanding.
Okay, yeah.
And please, because I'm going to be so serious.
Yeah,
like please, please.
You're going to marry me.
Thank you. And
if
also,
I have your kid, yeah.
That it's only one being pushed out without a ring on my finger.
For sure.
So, if you want another one by me,
you
might
want
to get your ass
up and
get busy.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. Because I feel like you've already said the order does matter. So, for you to have a kid without a ring, that's a compromise within itself.
Thank you.
So, yeah, that's fair.
And I probably done already had my little cry moments with myself. Like, God
damn,
damn
I did
bitch.
Not see this
Thank
shit going
you.
On. Honey, I already know, trust me.
So, you know, like, I'm just thinking about me personally. Yeah. Like, girl, I probably done had to come to terms with this shit myself.
Yeah,
so, yes.
For sure.
I mean, I'll probably wait if it's just pure shacking up and we ain't really had no too many problems, like just typical normal relationships.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't been nothing too bad.
Nothing too crazy.
I'll say a year and a half. Like, 2 years max. Now, after 2 years, like...
It's really what we're doing.
Yeah, like, what are we doing?
Because we're living together. We're doing everything. What's the holdup at this point?
And I'm pretty sure that... And I'm not saying that guys just aren't it. Because I've met, like, a few guys that... They manage their home very well.
Yeah, that's true.
But don't act like you gonna be taking care of home. Because it's gonna be me.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
It's going to be me.
Because the moment something doesn't get done, you looking at
me crazy.
Yeah, you're
like,
looking at me
like, babe, what happened? Why, what, what's going on?
We out of this. What?
Thank you.
You did not.
So now I got to get up and go to the store. Now I got to order. Now I got to, you know, like, figure out who to call.
True.
Like, it's just the point.
Yeah, that's true.
So a year, year and a half, 2 years max.
Do you feel like, women are lesbians progress faster, their relationships are willing to get engaged faster than men and women are?
Hell yeah.
Why do you feel the same? Because absolutely. Even when I was dating a girl, she was like, yeah, moving. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute.
Hold on, girl.
Girl. Whoa.
Yeah.
What's your last name? Like, wait a minute, girl. Like, girl. This is a lot. But why do you feel that way? Do you think it's because it's like, as women, like, we know what we yeah. want?
Yeah. Okay. Every girl that I've interacted with that was like,
yeah, she was like, she okay, was on I like it. You. I want to be
yeah,
with you.
Yeah, it's because she knew exactly what she wanted. Yeah. And it was more so me feeling like the guy in the sense, like, I didn't want to, you know, mess around.
Yeah, I wasn't
like,
expecting all
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting all this. But yeah. I also have to remember that, you know, she has feelings and, you know, she's yeah. already ready at this point. So yeah. I got to tell her, okay, this ain't what I want. So I can yeah. go ahead and figure let her go and she can figure out what she got going yeah. on, you know.
That's what I'm saying. So. That's, yeah, they be moving.
Okay. So, we on our last two questions.
I can't even remember the last two questions, but yeah. It's about to get
yeah.
hot.
Yeah. I was gonna say, so this question
you
is
gonna
real.
Answer first.
No, why I gotta fucking answer?
Cause you leave it.
I wish you stop fucking saying that shit.
Cause yeah. beginning, I wanna answer first. Okay, bitch.
Yeah. I won't do it again. So,
okay. Let's see. Let me see the answer, then I decide if I'm going to answer first.
So, the question is, do you think cheating
Ooh, shit.
Helped? Okay, let's start it off. Is this shit?
You ready? You ready?
Okay. Do you think cheating helps or hurts a relationship?
The girls are going to be mad at
Girl.
Me. The girls are going to be angry. I ain't going to hold you, let me see.
Oh, you gonna answer Google?
Yeah, I'm gonna go first. I feel like, and it's so funny that this is our question because I was just talking to DJ Barry about this either last night or the day before yesterday. I feel like it's a little bit of both. Cause I'm not gonna sit here and just be like, it hurts the relationship. Cause of course, I mean, it does hurt the relationship, of course, because you have betrayed my trust and these things, blase, blase. But when you're looking at it from the other side, too, it's like, okay, let's say I was on a cheating relationship. Even if he was on a cheating relationship, in a sense, it kind of, and y'all decide to work it out. And you decide, okay, this is a person that I want to be with, although this, that, and third has happened. Because, you know, I personally think that once you forgive a cheater, you really got to let this shit go. Like, you can't, there's no point in staying with someone who has cheated on you and still harping on it. Because at that point in time, you could just left, got the fuck on. Like, you should just left. So, I think it also does help the relationship in a sense because it forces you to open up communication.
Yeah.
It forces you to have those uncomfortable conversations. Yeah. And it forces you to actually, one, see it from another perspective and two, try to figure out exactly what led to that happening.
Yeah.
Not saying that it's your fault, but just having an understanding of, okay, well, what the fuck happened or what in your mind would think that, number one, I was a bitch to play with like that.
Yeah.
I really need the understanding of that. And then number two, just, okay, let me just try to see it from your perspective because I really just want to see, like, what the fuck was going through your mind when that happened. So, for me, I think it do a little of both. It helps a relationship and it hurts a relationship. I just think that when it comes to deciding if you want to stay with that person, it just boils down to did it do more hurt to your relationship than it did help your relationship or what was done? Because let's just keep it a buck. I'm pretty sure everybody done stayed with somebody that done cheated on them before. So, yeah. It's just like, why'd you stay?
Yeah.
So, what do you think?
I'm going to say it a little bit of both. I'm going to say both. It definitely hurts because now we have to rebuild what you broke.
Right.
But it does help because what if I really wasn't on my P's and Q's like I thought I was?
True.
Like, so like you said, it does open up that line of communication or right. whatever for us to be brutally honest with each
yeah.
other. You know, of course, you know, you say it's a way you say everything, but
right.
I'm going to definitely say it does help more so hurt. If if you do deem to this person to be someone that you really do see you, yourself doing life with.
Right. I was like, just gonna say that. Right.
It's not just
because shit's not always pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not somebody, okay, this just for the time being. It's just something doing it. It's nothing to do.
For
but
sure.
If you really do see yourself doing life with this person, no matter where, you know, that may take you or whatever, this person is going to be with you, then I would say it does help. Like, it could be simple things of you just not, because I was just having this conversation with my coworker. It's crazy that she was basically saying, as far as keeping yourself up when you're in a relationship, and she was
I don't know how y'all bitches be falling off, but okay, anyway.
So she was just like, you know, when you get married, she was just like, I will say, you know, you go through that not so much as that motion of, you know, it do get a little stale or whatever. So she was just like, you got life going, they got life going, you probably got kids, like it's a lot going on, you ain't got time to go make sure, you know, your hair look nice, your nails freshly done, don't need no feeling, like it's that type of thing. And she was like, you'll get comfortable in that role of just doing the bare minimum or whatever. And I know for me, like, I'm not one to walk around the house completely glamorous. Like, I don't wear, you have some girls that'll wake up and do their makeup, like, just to go to the grocery store. I'm not that girl. I'm not her. But then, like, you can catch me. I'll make sure, you know, my hair look nice or whatever. I'll make sure my face is nice. I probably got some lip gloss on. My lashes done. That's the most you're going to catch me. And I got on some cute, comfortable wear around the house. That's about you going to catch me. Like, because it's not going to be every day I want to just be glammed down cute.
But I feel like another reason why I say that it also helps or hurts your relationship, because honestly, cheating, the word itself is just like the word loyalty.
Yeah.
Is how you look at it.
Yeah.
Because what's cheating for me could not be cheating to somebody else. See what I'm saying? So it's just like however you do look at it. But I mean, I'm with you 100% on that. Like, I'm not gonna be around the house just dolled up. I'm gonna be cute.
Yeah.
But I also think that also plays into what your partner kind of expects from you, in a sense. Because DJ Bay, now I don't wear makeup like that. But he tells me all the time he prefers me without makeup anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm like, good.
Because we gotta understand it.
Can't do it. So I'm like, I think it's just. And that also goes back into, like, when you're dating and things of that sort, it's just, I get it. Everybody wants to send their representative. That's cool. But eventually, you're going to have to show your real self, because you're going to get tired of sending your representative.
Yeah.
And once the representative doesn't show up and the real you shows up, they're going to be like, who the fuck is this person? Like, this is not who I've been dating all this time. Like, bring that bitch back.
Exactly.
And now you gotta put in that effort over and over. Because they've fallen in love with this facade that you have. Like, they don't even like you.
I
mean, the girls might be a little mad because I know they all wanted us to stay.
It hurts the relationship. No,
but I feel like it helps too, though.
It helps.
I think, because you gotta think about it from both sides. Like, of course, getting cheated on hurts.
I just want to make it clear that it's not, oh, I'm just saying, okay, I'm definitely finna drag this shit. I'm finna drag it for as long as I damn well please. So please, you might want to get ready for this ride, nigga.
Buckle up.
We finna go for a ride. I got to get my lip
you
back.
Did this shit.
I got to get my lip back. Like, so I'm not saying yes, I'm just, you know, keep cheating on me. Keep, like, I'm not saying that. But if it happens,
you just need to understand.
Yeah, once I get that understanding, then we both put in that effort,
right,
or whatever, to make things work, or to put in to work on those changes. Like, that can make the relationship so much stronger.
True.
Like, 10 times better. You may like this relationship better than the relationship you was in before the cheating happened.
Hello.
Like,
the thing is also, you gotta look at it from the other perspective too, because niggas ain't the only ones that's cheating.
Yeah, it's
bitches be out here cheating too. So then you gotta look at it.
And you got niggas that'll definitely stay. Like, I know.
You gotta look at it from your perspective. Like, why did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why? What would have made you do that? And this person, he probably feeling like he giving you the world. But it's one little thing that he just not doing. And exactly. You've been on his ass about it. And he just be like, well, I don't understand why you want this and third and I'm doing this and third.
Exactly. But I need this. This is something that I require.
And so this person's going to give it to me. Mm-hmm. And then that opens up that conversation for y'all to have. And you're like, well, I have been telling you.
On this day and on this time and during this time, and like, girl, you want to hit it. Exactly. So yeah, I feel it. I think it do a little bit more help than hurt. I ain't saying go out here and just cheat on y'all niggas and cheat on y'all bitches, but I'm saying if it is to happen, try to look at the bigger picture. Yeah, if it's worth it, that's number one. Like, definitely take time to think about if it's worth it, if this person is worth it, this relationship, this situation, whatever you got going on, if you deem it to be worth it. If you deem it to be worth it, by all means, do what you gotta do.
And I will say, once you do deem that it is worth it to you,
yes,
emphasis it on you. You, because once this does happen and things like that, your friends probably gonna talk mad shit.
Exactly.
People gonna talk mad shit. It's gonna be a lot
that come with it.
Yes, and it's just like, as long as, then that's why you have to be so comfortable with it. Like, this is something that I wanted to do. So at the end of the day, like, fuck what y'all talking about. This person makes me happy. We gonna work on our relationship, and that's just what it is. Either you're on the boat or you're off the boat. Because the thing with your real friends, they're going to tell you how they honestly feel, but they're gonna also going to respect. Yeah, they're going to respect it. They're going to respect what you got to say back, and they're going to be like, look, I disagree with you, but if you rocking, I'm rolling.
Exactly.
If this what you want to do, then okay, cool.
But they going to make it known, like, all right, bitch, I'm really not fucking with
this. I'm not fucking with it. I need a little bit more time to see, you
know. I'm letting you know now I'm not fucking with it. But, bitch, if we're going left, we're going left. Right. I'm fucking with you. Like, come on, like, my chamber mind.
Girl, let's just go. God damn.
Exactly. You only got me into shit.
Like, yeah. I'm like, come on, bitch. Let's go. Like, shit. Hey, you love who you love. That's what it all boils down to. Like, you love who you love. And can't no one tell you when you've had enough.
Mm-hmm.
Only you know when you've had enough of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what it boils down to. One day you get to be just like, yeah, I ain't fucking with it no more. Like, let me get the fuck out. But okay, what's the next question?
Our last question is, do you believe in human passes? So basically, just, do you believe in condoning cheating?
Hell no. I wish you could have seen my face just then. When you say, you mean like hall passes?
No, like, okay, so.
Yeah, I need you to go into detail on this shit. A human
pass is like, you know, somebody cheat and you forgive them for it or whatever, but they may.
But like, I didn't tell you that you could do this.
Yeah, no, you didn't. It's just more so your human past for that person. Like, everybody has a deal breaker or whatever, and most bitches be like, oh, cheating is a deal breaker. As soon as somebody cheat, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
But do you basically have a human past for your nigga? Like, say if y'all get married, because this ain't when you just boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay, okay.
This is like getting married.
So, okay, yeah, okay. We're talking
like
about marriage.
Like,
ooh, okay,
yeah, so it set the bar a little different.
Yes,
like, y'all are married.
Yeah,
so,
okay,
DJ, we go paint the picture.
Oh, no,
no, let's paint the picture. Oh, I want to. Okay, so
nigga, don't get no ideas.
Let's see, y'all been good, y'all been married. Y'all already met the 5-year mark.
Okay.
Y'all been cool or whatever. So no, the marriage has been cool. Like, this your dog.
Okay.
Like,
we rocking.
Y'all,
rocking,
yes.
Like, okay.
Right. So you think y'all rocking or whatever. You just so happen to get that little that tingle.
Spidey,
like,
senses.
That girl, that some a little off.
Okay.
Some a little too good. Okay. Like, you know.
Okay, okay.
So you find out he cheated. Or you find out he done cheated. It's a little something. You know it's
something. Something that happened.
Happened or whatever. Do you give him that hall pass, like that human pass, like, to where it's more so, okay, nigga, like, you know what? You did it. We go.
I feel like we've been married at 5 years at this point. My only question would be, and this might sound crazy as fuck. My only question would be, like, if you wanted to do this, why not bring it to me? We could have had a threesome. We could have opened our marriage. Like, those are conversations that we could have had instead of you just being sneaky. and okay. stepping outside of our marriage.
Okay, wait, wait, hold it, hold it. So since that's your answer, let's take a look.
But wait, I wasn't done. Okay. But as far as I don't know, D. We were married for 5. Okay, let me ask you this, since we're painting the picture. Was the cheating, did it take place at the beginning of our marriage or, like, recently?
No, you probably found out recently. Like, y'all probably just had a, you know, met y'all 5-year mark and y'all cool or whatever.
And then somewhere in there, yeah,
somewhere in there.
He might get a pass, but I ain't gonna hold you. I'm gonna get my lit back. I don't even mean, like, it don't even have to be me cheating back, though. But some way, somehow, you're gonna pay for what the fuck just happened. Because there's no fucking way that this just, hell no.
Yeah.
Fuck no. So, yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna say, I'll give my person, whoever I decide.
Because marriage is so different.
Yeah. I'll give you one fuck up.
Okay. So you gonna get them one pass?
I'll give them one pass, one fuck up.
Okay.
Only because it's just, I know life is going to get hard. I can see life now. And yeah. I can see where life has, just what has happened this past year. If I was in a relationship, that was a lot of ups and downs, like, that me and my partner would have to endure together.
That's true.
And face together. So I'll give you one fuck up, but please choose the fuck up wisely. Please understand, now I'm not saying, oh yeah,
go cheat.
Come cheat and then tomorrow we're just gonna go to movies and continue our life. No. I'm gonna drag shit. Please understand that. Like, and I'm sorry, everybody else may not condone domestic violence in their relationship, but I can promise you we hitting. We gonna close the door. I'm gonna lock this bitch.
And they ain't even gonna call the folks on you.
Who?
Nah.
Whatever happens, happens. Nah, but like, I'm gonna weigh your ass out of here. Like, nah. I got energy, nigga. Like, I probably... What? Stop playing.
I gotta hit you first.
Thank you. And I gotta get the first lick. Like, I'm gonna knock it. Ooh, cash.
But no, I feel like people go into marriages and they really do think that marriage is just unicorns and rainbows.
Yeah.
And it's just like, shit gets real.
Exactly.
Like, you come across real deal situations that happen. And it's like... This is the person that you've gone up under God. And it's like, this is the person that I want to be with. This is the person that through the good, the bad, the ugly, I'm going to try
to stick it out with. We finna rock. Like,
yeah. Like,
it's different. So I don't need you. Like, if you are... And I want to ask you the question, because we finna go back, because I didn't forget your answer. So your answer was, we could have opened up our marriage.
Yeah.
So...
Or had a threesome.
So what if, what if DJ Bass said, okay, but I just want to fuck with her. I don't really want you to fuck with her. Like, why you got to come too?
And that's cool. You want to fuck with her, you can fuck with her. That's cool. But I need you to understand that everything you dish out, you need to be ready to take it. So I'm going to go find me somebody that I just want to fuck with.
Exactly.
And that shit's going to be that. Like, for the life of me, I can't understand why. And it's always with the guys that they feel like they're so big on loyalty and things of that sort. But I'm like, do you not see that as being disloyal?
Yeah.
And it's like, the thing is, though, you want to be able to do these things, but you want me to only be with you.
Yeah, that's not right.
You out your goddamn mind.
Yeah.
Like... It's either you're going to do what you're going to do and I'm going to do what I'm going to do, or none of that. Or if you want to get a girlfriend, cool. You got lucky. You got somebody who like girls too. So it's like, which one?
Exactly. Not better.
I feel it. Because I'll be damned if you like, no, we're going to have an open marriage, but it's only open on my end.
Yeah, no, it got to be open across the board. And let you know if you're fucking, I'm fucking. Okay.
Okay.
So how you...
And I also feel like... I don't know. I don't foresee... Like, I can't understand how people are also able to be in marriages and then they allow their spouses to have full-fledged other relationships. Like, that shit is just crazy to me.
So that's where you draw the line. You only there for a fling. But
that's it.
Hold it.
First of all, don't. I don't understand, like, what you need another girlfriend for.
Yeah, no, what you need.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you married me, so you should feel, for the most part, fulfilled in me.
Exactly.
Like, I get it, you'll be attracted to other people and things of that sort, because that's just human nature.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure I'll come across some people that I'm attracted to.
Yeah.
That's just human nature. Whether you act on it or not, that's a whole other story.
Yeah, no, I feel that. Nah, yeah, I don't definitely do flings. I'm only condoning just that one little fuck up of cheating. Ain't no fling, ain't no love.
You would never open your marriage?
No.
You would never have a threesome in your marriage? Bitch, don't lie.
It's like, okay, so, I think about it, I don't know, because maybe because I've actually been, like, approached with it, but it's just... probably once, and that's it. I probably wouldn't make it.
Maybe like once every blue moon.
Yeah,
it can be a regular.
I'm talking about the moon got to be blue. So I'm
That's what I'm saying. Like, this, it can't be like a regular thing, because at this point, no, we really might as well have an open marriage if we just
So it would just be like when you say once every blue moon, once every blue moon. Like,
yeah, for
the moon
sure.
ain't blue
like,
that often.
It
like,
has to be like
so. Yeah, but because I have known that I do want my significant, even though I do have my moments of being wanting to have my space, I do want my significant other to be my significant other.
Yeah, I want you to be all about me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just
so.
Me.
but that's the end of our question. Well, that's the end of our agenda, actually. That was the last question.
That was a juicy question.
Yeah, girl.
Now I'm thinking, like, would I have an open marriage? I honestly don't think so. I don't see the point. Honestly, I feel like if you're going to have an open marriage, just don't get married.
Yeah.
Like,
and just have that understanding.
Yeah, like, I don't understand. Like, if you're going to have an open marriage, just be together.
Yeah. Yeah, just have that, to have that understanding.
Yeah, like,
you don't have that conversation and say, this is how I want to, you know, rock out or whatever, and hopefully they're okay with it, or hopefully y'all can come to some common ground. Like,
yeah, for sure. But ain't no need to marry me.
Yeah.
You still want to be out here. And that's what guys have a problem with. They want to be bachelors, but they still want this over here. And it's like, baby, you got to pick a side.
Exactly.
And stay there.
You're exactly right.
So,
now we just got our, what we've been listening to and what you done ate.
Yeah, but I want to bring up one more thing.
What?
I know you.
Don't start your shit. I'm letting you know now.
I just was going to say, I know you seen it because you sent it to me.
What?
That hitman
holla. Ooh, honey. Child, y'all. I just need 5 minutes.
She couldn't even wrap her mouth around that.
Just need 5 minutes. Just
that's
like,
why he calls himself hitman holla. Like, I'm holla.
Girl.
That shit's ridiculous. I still can't understand for the life of me why you were posting on your close friends. I thought of every scenario and I just don't
see why.
I'm
not okay with that. Mm-mm.
He said she was okay with it.
Yeah, I mean, to each his own, you know.
And then he tried to, and I think what threw me off is...
Was that B. Simone thing?
No, well, we're going to get to that too. But he said that she was okay with it. Then he turned around and said it was 30 plus women in my close friends. So I'm like, you posting you and your girl fucking...
For other bitches to see, so when y'all break up, you know who gonna hop on next.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was.
That's the only thing I would think. Why, girls? Why do you have girls? Like, my thing is, why? I don't know. Like, I don't see why you would post that, because I don't know who needs to see that. I feel like that's something that needs to stay between y'all.
Yeah,
so it's just you and your girl that's in y'all close friends. I don't see who else.
Like
what,
I
what's
didn't
the point
understand.
Of posting it?
Like, you said that to your girl on your anniversary. Like, remember this?
You remember this?
Did what I'm trying to do. I was like, all right, I see you in a little bit. But I did see him mention B. Simone. I did not understand why.
Yeah, I thought that was weird.
He mentioned her.
That was
It's so giving weird. Me open relationship vibes.
Yeah, it is.
But the thing is, like I was telling my best friend, she just got shot not too long ago. She was fighting for her fucking life. So I didn't understand how you went from this to this so fast.
I hate you.
Like, that was confusing me.
Maybe they've been had open relationship.
No, I'm saying, like, is she okay now?
Oh, I mean, yeah, she probably is okay. Enough to suck some dick, hell yeah.
She got it. I don't know how she...
Child. He does. Child, that ain't none of my...
And he was straddling her. You gonna choke that girl.
I'm gonna keep my comment to myself. Can we please get off this topic before I go left?
They might get right.
I hate you.
What have I been eating? So, this week, I've been eating wings a lot. I've been feeling wings, you know, that's been my thing. I've been going to Wings 101. Bussing. But now that you done brought up JJ's, that don't sound too bad. I might have that for dinner tonight. But Wings 101, they be having, I always get a Philly and wing combo. Bussing. Food has become my best friend. And then today I went to Cafe. Oh, wait, though. Yesterday, after my maternity shoot, we went to this place. We was out of Douglasville. We went to this place called Grits Brunch Bar or something. Girl.
It was good.
When I tell you, D, this food was so good. I had peach cobbler French toast, some collard greens, and some yams, and some grits. I tell you, that food was so good. And it was like Southern cooking. Like, the collard greens tasted like your grandma made them collard greens. Like, they had just the right amount of kick to it. You could tell they used, like, some flavored meat to cook it. Like, it was just so good. DJ Bay, fuck, you're gonna have to edit it. DJ Bay had macaroni and cheese. And they had used Gouda cheese. But at this point, y'all should know who my baby daddy is. At this point, if you don't, then you know. You gonna do food this week?
Girl, am I gonna do food this week? Did I have anything?
Are you gonna stick to your normal?
Okay, so I had some. Okay, you wanna know something? I'm not. Okay, I'm gonna speak on weed. But it's gonna be because.
I was like, oh, we switching it up.
No, I've been working two jobs, so I haven't been able to smoke like that. And oh, yeah. I've noticed, like, I've been high as a kite. Like,
could you haven't been smoking
like that? Girl, what?
Yeah, but that's just how it go, you know, like your, like, tolerance.
When I tell y'all.
Girl.
I'm
we gotta talk about the podcast too.
What?
We gotta talk about the show.
Oh, yeah. But as far as food, I don't think. Have I been eating anything that was, like, really good?
Well, did you smoke anything really good this week? Everything.
Yeah, everything was just good. It's just I'm really high, like, to where I haven't been this high in a minute, but it's because I really can't smoke.
That's why I'm a little scared for my first
blind. Girl, and I like,
you. That shit might have me, like, what's my name?
It was so good. So, yeah, but... We did go to the Horrible Decisions podcast, well, the live show. It was for Atlanta, and it was this past Friday.
Yes.
It was really good. I would definitely say, I thought the parking was going to be bad, but it wasn't bad. Like, it wasn't bad because I was parked, like, right there in the front.
Yeah, I was just saying, where you parked, it wasn't bad. Yeah. But, bitch, where I parked, like, okay, we were in the same garage. Let's say that. But D parked at the bottom of the garage, and I had parked towards, like, the middle, because I guess it, in the middle, it went straight across to the venue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, when we came out right there, I just had to walk out, and then my car was, like, right there. But I should have parked my ass at the bottom down there.
But I can definitely say I enjoyed the show. It was good energy. The drinks were really, really good, y'all, because...
A bitch was drunk.
Girl, I was good and drunk when I left that show. Okay. But the show was really good. I feel like the agenda that they had was good. The guests that they had were good. I'm sorry, but I did not expect Weezy to be that fucking thick. Okay, yes, honey. Weezy like, she got that little ass on her. And Mandy is my girl. Like,
Mandy was looking good.
Yes, Mandy does she it for me every time. Good. And the fact that she came out there with that red hair or whatever color
it was. Red. It was fire engine red.
That fire engine red. Like, it was cute as she fire. Looked gorgeous. The jumpsuit was amazing. The heels were cute. Yes, like, everything was girl, it was giving. Like, so I definitely enjoyed the show. Did you enjoy the show?
I did. I enjoyed the show. I mean, you already know my favorite part was the demonstration part.
Yeah.
I'm finna give me a flogger. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm finna give me
a flogger.
I'm finna give me a flogger. I'm finna give me a paddle. I'm finna get a whole bunch of shit.
I want a ball gag, and I want the rope.
I do want a ball gag, but I didn't like the one that they had on the screen.
Yeah.
But I like the one that they had. She had put on the
girl. I yeah, that one was cute.
So I'm finna get all of that.
Yeah, I definitely want that ball gag.
She said she's going on Amazon and order a whole kit. So I'm finna go on there.
Yeah, that rope gonna do something different. Orders. That rope gonna be different. Tie me up. Okay. Please. Tie me up.
Please. So yeah, I'm finna get into it. You know, like I said, you just gotta keep your bedroom spicy.
Exactly.
Don't nobody want the same thing over and over again. That goes from both ways. Like, don't nobody.
I don't want the same shit. I don't want the same positions. Like, hell, I already know how you coming. I don't want that.
I don't want all that. I'm trying to do something different. I'm trying to do something maybe say, whoa, what the fuck? That's what I'm trying to do. So, no, I enjoyed it. I think the next live show I want to go to is Cocktails with Kiki and Medina.
Okay.
Because I just love them.
Okay, we can definitely do that. We can definitely do that. We just gotta see when
they're
gonna do that.
Yeah, let's do it. I think it'll be nice. I think it'll be fun. But overall, I did like Weezy and Manny. Like you said, their agenda was good. One thing that I don't like, but you probably didn't mind, they was on CP time.
Yeah.
Them bitches didn't start till the show started at 8. Then they get on stage at like 8:35.
Yeah.
And just like, bitch. The door started at 7, and I can understand if you had an opener, so people couldn't really tell.
Yeah.
But they didn't have an opener. So the doors opened at 7, and people just sitting there until y'all get on stage.
Yeah.
But, I mean, other than that, I liked it. I liked it a lot. I think for Weezy, Mandy, she just seems like a people person anyways, but I think for Weezy, she just had to kind of get her flow going.
Yeah.
A little bit. But other than that, I think it was good. She had a little boo there.
Yes, his fine ass. Cause, oh, and y'all, his jacket was so
I was just finna say.
Oh, fuck.
I need to figure out what the fuck he got. I really want to message her and ask him, like, where did he get that jacket?
When he first came on, like, it was the jacket for me. Like, the jacket was so hard.
I just hate that he put some fucking Converse on.
Girl, like, bro, that jacket was tough. Girl, what, so I'm just trying to figure out what he got that jacket from. No, no cap, what have you been listening to? I've been listening to, y'all, I love this song and I do not know what about this song that I love. I don't know if it's the beat, I don't know if this Future's verse and I don't even fuck with Future like that, but I've been listening to Maybach by 42 Doug. I love that song. He said,
tell this made me so new. Don't say that is my shit. And I don't know why I love that song so much. Like, I'll be in the car and it come on, I'll listen to it, I'll be like, let me hear it one more time. Like, I gotta hear it one more time. I love that song. That, and I think the name of the song is Super Gremlin by Kodak.
Okay.
I've been liking that song too. Okay. But DJ B been playing that song a lot. So when I come across music, it's probably because of DJ B, to be honest. What'd you really listen to?
Well, you know, Black Release.
He
so
did.
I've been wearing that out. I feel like Rent Free is a good song. I love it. That's my favorite.
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
But by any means, I love when he flexes because he's so...
It's humble.
Yes, but he's so out the way. Like, he's so off the scene. So
you wouldn't know he was doing
yeah,
the shit that he's doing.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Or he's, you know, making this amount of money. So I love to hear him flex. So both of the songs are good. Also, for me to be a Cardi B fan, I have been listening to Nicki. It was actually her album.
Come on!
Queen. And I could give credit where credit's due.
I love it.
The song Nip Tuck, and I don't know if it's just because of where I am in my life right now, that's why I can relate to the song so much. And it's not the whole song. It's just the bridge. It's the part where
that part.
Yes, yeah. It's the. I think it's just that verse. Like, as I'm listening to her say it, and you can hear the hurt. Like, you can hear her. Like,
she bitch. I'm surprised that you don't like. I'm gonna say this. No. I did ask you that the other night, but I'm surprised that you don't like. Come See About Me.
Yeah, okay, so I like that one.
Because when I hear, I'm like, Diva like this.
I like that one, but I feel like at where I am with just, like, the situations in my life, I'm more so, you like...
Know, it's not recommended.
Yeah, you really, like, tried to stun on me. And that's, like, where I'm at right now. So it's like...
Don't come see Bobby, nigga.
Yeah, please don't. Don't come see Bobby. You come, we fighting. So, but it's just... I don't know, and I don't want it to be... Not like we fighting because I have hatred. Like all jokes aside, because I do like to like play fight a lot or whatever. I'm good with where everything is. Like where everything is in my life
it
right
is
now.
What to be.
Yeah. So
it will be what it will be.
Yeah. So I can definitely say I relate to the song so hard right now, and it's crazy because I've never listened to a Nicki's album full out any
that
album.
Go.
But that album is definitely a really great album, and I didn't hear a lot about it, and
for me, the recognition was
it didn't, because I'm listening to the songs. It's like she really did put her
this a project.
Yeah, it was a good project or whatever. But Nip Tuck is a really good song. I have been wearing it out, just for I guess this season in my life. So I'm probably gonna wear it out at least for a few more weeks, and that'll be it.
I like. Your Majesty on that too.
Eminem, yeah.
That's
yeah.
my shit. I love to hear Nicki and Eminem on a track together though.
Yeah.
Because they just flow off of each other. Like Robert's Revenge.
Yeah.
I love them like together. They just flow so well. And I like Barbie Dreams, of course.
Yeah, I like Barbie Dreams too. And I like Rich Sex. I only like Rich Sex for the Nicki Minaj part. But I like Lil Wayne part, but I only like the part where he be like, sex smell like some money, that's some Nick shit, or however you say it. Like, I like that part, but I mainly like Nicki's verse or whatever. Like I said, her project was really good. Her album was really good.
It was. So. It was good.
But, and I don't know what made me go to her album. I think it was just, because I remember when the album first dropped, and I remember people saying Nip Tuck was about Meek Mill, and I wanted to hear, how the song, went or whatever. Because, her and Meek Mill was on the scene at the time.
Yeah.
And I remember hearing the song a while back, and I thought the song was good when I heard it. But at the time, I'm just thinking, here this bitch go complaining or whatever. Like,
don't
once
do
again. I'm sorry. Like, don't here this bitch go complaining. But when I go back and listen to it now, it's
hurt.
She wasn't complaining. You can hear the hurt. Like, you can dead ass hear. Like, you really tried to stunt on me. Like, you really tried to play me. Like,
and the thing is, Nicki is such a sad shit. Like, once her feelings are hurt, you gonna know that you done hurt her feelings, because she gonna talk shit. Like, she's
really
gonna talk her shit. I love it. I love that album, though. Back to Black. Do you think Black is getting ready to drop a project?
Yes, I think he just gave
us... Because them two songs...
Wasn't enough.
No, I wish he would have did like his last EP that he dropped and gave us four.
I want an album. I don't want another EP. Respect.
I mean, I do want an album, but right
because
now, Beggars can't be
two already.
He
like,
did.
But that's... Like, I'm sorry. And that's why he said, I know y'all been wanting music. Yes. And I feel like...
Where's the album, Steven? What's not clicking?
Thank you. We deserve an album. So... I do think he is going to put out something. Maybe he's just trying to figure out how his rollout is going to go.
But D, what scares me is...
What?
East Atlanta Love Letter, that album D
was good.
I love that album. Like, I can play that album at any time of the day, and I'm going to run it. So it's hard. It's like, how are you going to follow up with that?
Yeah, but it just wasn't easy. Okay, for me, it was East Atlanta Love Letter, but it was also this one because... Okay, so Free Black or whatever.
Yeah.
That was a
That's
really good
the
album. Yeah, with the little bear in the background or whatever. Free Black was a really good album. I didn't think he was going to top that, but East Atlanta
Love... calling on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it got Getting Old on there one way.
I feel like that's
a bop. Now, that's a little drop.
Girl,
song,
I mean,
but I love Free Black. And I feel, I didn't think he was going to be able to top Free Black with anything, but East Atlanta Love Letter was good. Yeah. And I feel like the next project he puts out is going to top East Atlanta Love Letter. Yeah. Like, he doesn't miss. And I feel like he puts out exactly what you need at that time. Like, he gave us Rent Free, which kind of closes out the end of the year or whatever. It lets you know, okay, everybody done been through a hell of a year or whatever, but you good. That's but true. It also gives you the love vibe or whatever. Then you got By Any Means, you get to flex a little bit. You got the rapping, you know.
I just love
it. You got both. So I like it. I do think he's going to put out something soon. It's probably just the rollout. And I didn't really... Of course, I learned it with Cardi B and, like, watching Doja Cat and Megan. Yeah. Rollouts matter or whatever. So
fuck.
Now, I think he now is probably putting more time and energy into it now. That's like, how do I really want to introduce this
music? Because everybody had Beyonce.
Yeah, and you
Beyonce
just
dropped some shit. Here, bitches.
She ain't even going to tell you she dropped something. You just got to go and look, and it's there. So I think it's more so, how do I want to introduce this music to my fans or whatever. So, yeah, I do. I definitely think he's coming with something. Just got to be a little patient.
I've been patient long enough.
I have too, honey. I definitely think we deserve an album. I would respectfully.
You said Atlanta Lola some of the time.
And I don't want another EP.
And
I
know exactly where all that going.
Thank you, girl.
It's to the point now, like, if I put my phone on shuffle. And
I know what's coming next.
Never come on. I'll be singing. I'm like, oh, this song's supposed to come on next. But I love how that album flows too so well together. Like the Balenciaga challenge and then how it flows into the next song. Mm-hmm. It's the same beat at the beginning, and you don't even realize it. And it just flows into it. I'm like, I love this fucking album because he put so much thought into it. You could tell, like, it's just art.
I think mine is Six Piece Hot. Like, I like that EP.
Yeah.
I think every song on it, Outside, is just...
This is like Elephant in the Room.
I didn't really care for that one.
I was just like, I skipped that song.
Yeah, every time it come on, I don't really listen. And if it just come on and I'm not noticing that it's playing, if it's halfway through the song, I just let it ride out.
Right, but I'm like,
but
I don't like it like that.
I don't like it like that. Yeah. But Outside is probably my favorite. I think it's the point, like, of how he's just a vibe. It's Outside just put me in the, I want to just dance.
Black is like... I'm that nigga. You know I'm that nigga. So I don't have to say I'm that nigga.
Exactly.
But when you around me, my presence is felt. So you know that nigga. I'm just my kind of nigga. Exactly. But what do you want to tell the people before we get out of here?
I'm probably going to be a little, I guess, inactive on my social medias.
Why?
Only just because it's like end of the year and I'm really trying to just focus on looking for a place to stay and getting
You got to handle some shit.
Yeah, I got to handle my like business as far as my sage business and tarot cards and me wanting to do covers and wanting to put out YouTube videos again. It's a lot that I have to organize or whatever and get prepared for.
That is true.
Yeah, so I will be a little inactive for a while, but of course I will be back sometime next year. And when I'm back, I'll be on
back
the ball.
And I'm better.
Yeah, but I will be on, of course, our IG, if I must say. So if I need to, if y'all need, you know, if I gotta do a little interactive, I'll probably interact with y'all on there. But that's about it.
Come with it.
But that's all. Oh, yeah, and follow me on my socials at SadeTheSinger_. That's SadeTheSinger_.
Oh, not the spelling this week.
Ciao. I don't
you
need your girl.
Spell it out for the people.
Girl, fuck. I was going to say
So, of course, follow me on all of my social media. It is not public.
Let it go.
Because y'all would not. Let a bitch leave. You can follow me at callmecash_. Also, we are getting ready to start filming for the podcast.
So yes.
Yeah, you guys will be able to see us. We're going to have a YouTube. And then also, we're going to start having guests on.
Yes.
So, if you would like to be a guest, of course, you know, message us on our page. Follow, but you gotta be following us to get a response. That's the key. You gotta follow. And then also, y'all just send in topics, send in questions and things of that sort. And just be interactive with us on social media. We want to talk to the people. We want to see what y'all be thinking.
Exactly. And y'all can actually, I'm so happy for us to be recording because y'all can actually see our faces with this shit. Because I don't think y'all really, y'all are probably going to like us more on YouTube than listening to us on this app. Yeah, like
our facial say it before
especially with showing these sex positions. Girl, y'all are finna have, y'all going to enjoy
it. But no. Next year, we have a lot in store for you guys. We can't wait. We're very excited. And just thank you for rocking with us and just tuning in and, you know, holding us down. We're excited to see the podcast grow even more. And we can't wait. Exactly. We're excited.
You annoying.
But bye, y'all.
Bye.